This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, December 26. Marveling at Christmas. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 2. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." Now that Christmas Day has passed, let's try to make sense of all that we have experienced in the past few weeks. What is the significance of our celebration? Does this season make any difference in the way we live from now on? Certainly, we carry with us memories of time spent with family and friends, and hopefully, warm feelings about gifts we have received. But it can also be helpful to be intentional about naming ways in which we have seen God at work during this season. Mary and Joseph could hardly have imagined how their time of presenting Jesus in the temple would be shaped by the words of Simeon. Looking at Jesus, Simeon saw in this baby the fulfillment of God's promise of salvation, not just for the world, but also for him personally. Simeon also foresaw that Jesus' coming would present people with a choice. What will they do when they are presented with the need for salvation? As we let the message of Christmas sink into our hearts, we too should marvel at Jesus. For this infant is indeed God's promised salvation, the one who knows our hearts and gives peace to all who seek him with repentance and joy. Have you marveled at this Christmas gift? Pray with me. Holy Jesus, fill our hearts with wonder at the gift that is you. May we marvel at who you are, and may we humbly receive your salvation. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.